Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira. Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies. On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com. Among our top stories this evening, the mobile voter registration exercise entered its second day today, with officials from the Registrar General's Office and the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission accused of failing to turn up at several centres around the country.
It is surprising that since yesterday and today we have been moving around the polling stations in Marondera East, and there is no visibility of any staff member from the Registrar General and also from ZEC, and we wonder what is going on.
A Harare magistrate denies bail to 19 MDCT supporters arrested while on a door-to-door voter registration campaign last week, citing ongoing investigations.
The bail ruling was to the effect that the accused persons are not entitled to bail because investigations are still being carried out, and therefore the state fears that there's a likelihood of interference was real. That was the court's ruling.
And ZANU-PF snubs a scheduled meeting with South African President Jacob Zuma's facilitation team and representatives of the two MDC formations to discuss the implementation of the elections roadmap ahead of this year's elections.
Unfortunately, ZANU-PF boycotted the meeting, and regrettably, we didn't make any progress. And we as MDC are very disturbed by a newfound strain of uncompromising lack of cooperation that we have seen in ZANU-PF in recent days.
The mobile voter registration exercise entered its second day today, with officials from the Registrar General's Office and the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission failing to turn up at several centres in most parts of Mashonaland East Province. The MDC formation of Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai says this is a deliberate ploy to block supporters in its strongholds from registering as voters. Thomas Chiripasi has more details.
Several residents of Marondera East say they have not been able to register or inspect the voters' roll because officers from the Registrar General's Office and the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission were not present all day at most designated centers. One of those affected is former ZANU-PF Deputy Minister of Labor, Tracy Mutiniri, who now wants to contest for a parliamentary seat in Marondera East under the MDC formation of Prime Minister Tsvangirai.
It is surprising that since yesterday and today we have been moving around the polling stations in Marondera East, and there is no visibility of any staff member from the Registrar General and also from ZEC. And we wonder what is going on, because a lot of people in Marondera East are so eager to go and register so that they can exercise their rights on the day of elections.
Another Marondera East resident and MDCT supporter, Forbes Kuche, who says he was hoping to regularize his identity card from being an alien to an ordinary citizen, echoed Mutiniri's sentiments.
I don't know what is only left for us is to go to our leaders, then we tell them the issue, then they will help us. Otherwise, they will help us. We don't know if they do anything.
Mutiniri suspects there is politicking in the ongoing mobile voter registration exercise.
We are also wondering why this is happening, because yesterday when we were listening to Studio 7, we heard that a ZANU-PF constituency, Maru Zumba, where MP Simba Mudarikwa is, people were going to register and everything was in place. But this place since yesterday, there is no one who has come to assist people in their registration exercise. And we now wonder whether this is a political game or not. And we begin to smell a rat.
MDCT spokesman Douglas Monzora maintains ZANU-PF has a plan to disenfranchise his party's supporters ahead of elections expected to be called sometime this year.
We are aware that ZANU-PF is busing people to the voters' registration centers, as well as putting their people in the RG's offices in Manicaland to point out who should be registered and who should not be registered. We also have information that certain constituencies have been targeted by ZANU-PF.
ZEC chairperson Rita Makarau referred questions to the electoral body's chief elections officer, Lovemo Sekeramai, while Registrar General Tobaiwa Mudede was said to be in a meeting. Zimbabweans have 1 month to inspect their names on the voters' roll and to replace lost or damaged identity documents in the ongoing mobile voter registration exercise. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.